How do you do, boys and girls? My name is...
Satire.
He's a clever fellow who writes songs all day long.
They are unpredictable and volatile.
You don't suppose it could be something awful like poison, do you?
It might just be totally disgusting.
It all sounds too weird.
Presented as a public service by the...
Strange Flagellation Cult.
Oh. All in living color.
You are sworn to observe silence.
For a billion miles around, there's not a peep and not a sound. Wait, what's that screech?
Those eternal tormentors of humanity known as
Republicans and Democrats.
Really, they're just inconveniences for the most part.
By all means, execute them.
With a lit cigarette.
Or call him names.
Like those idiots over there.
I find that very insulting.
Have a look at the illustrations, and you'll find...
Drunk drivers, bank robbers, shoplifters, car thieves.
But they didn't find Jesus.
What hard question did Peter ask Jesus?
Could that be Mom on Wet Banana?
Mom.
It is!
But if you're like the average mother-to-be...
You are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings.
You are a big silly.
Sounds silly now, but...
I was worried I needed surgery for my hemorrhoids.
Place the butt in the palm of the left hand and close the fingers around it.
Sounds like a good idea, Kathy.
It's not a good idea to depend on others to see danger for you.
I see something blue.
My testicles.
Which do you like better, the blue or the brown?
Brown.
You see only one of the two identical testicles.
These are too small to hurt you.
Remove them as soon as your work is done.
Check out my butt.
Soon, as always, will come that sound of music.
Music is dangerous and it should be banned.
I don't think I like this old piano anyway.
The music must be banned.
It is threatening people everywhere.
Just like your own family.
I want to see it banned. I want to see it off the face of the earth.
But I certainly don't.
Are you going to start the music now?
Tell me about your song, I love.
We sing about the giraffe.
All right, now here we go.
I'm the tallest animal in the world.
Because his head reached almost to the top of the house.
He suddenly heard a lot of noise.
All that heard him were astonished.
The disturbances are so violent, I can't say for certain.
What does the music really say?
The fuck was that, man? That shit blew my head, man.
Reading the lyrics can help you recognize the evil.
No, but you can help me sing a song about eating things that don't belong inside you.
Tonight,
okay.
I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
Just remember, make sure someone is watching you and have a good time.
After all, a girl likes to know you've had a good time.
You can have fun, but deep joy and peace comes from
setting your bed on fire with a lit cigarette.
You know, I still wet my bed.
And so does Frank.
I peed on myself.
That's what Frank's going to do.
The moment you wet it,
its color is golden yellow.
Keep pouring, Barney.
That's right. Pour it in.
Your mouth.
That's disgusting.
And we thought the gravel pit was hard work.
I asked to be in good condition to haul this job.
Yeah! Okay. Who wants to clean and debone them? I'll do it.
Never mind. You did do it, and just in time, too.
A good question at this point is, why do people do it?
So that he wouldn't make the monster mad.
So the speaker here was just obviously very angry.
When the boy opened the refrigerator, and instead of his bologna sandwich, he found...
radioactive polonium, a cancer-producing chemical.
This made the scribes and chief priests very angry.
They looked it over carefully.
Then they looked at Jesus.
He felt so terrible, he just...
grabbed the boy and flew him out into the night.
He died of a crushed chest.
You don't have to worry about the police coming after you.
And I strangled and killed them.
Who kills policemen?
Lucifer and his brother Jesus.
Brought together by the love for a truly great beer.
You can't say beer better than...
comes with everything you see here from Play School.
Comes complete with 3 stainless steel rod tops and 2 extension rods.
And heroin.
Personally, I'd just forget all about it.
Don't forget your bedroom manners.
You forgot to take...
Johnny Mathis.
...to bed with you.
You asshole!
You can tell that I'm having a terrible time.
Only a doctor can tell you for sure.
Dr. Gary North says...
nothing unusual has been encountered.
All right, you had enough?
I had better try, or I'll be executed by the queen right on the spot.
But it's too late.
That you be hanged by the neck until dead.
After he died,
he was pushed into the sea
and simply disappeared.
Oh boy, I liked that story, didn't you?
Not a bit of it.